Hey everybody, this is Wade. I want to go over small cell pole mounts today. Again, you should be trained and qualified to do small cell installations and deployments, but I want to cover this. You know, this could cover anything from SiteAcq or if you're getting into small cell installations, just anything like that. And there are several different types of poles you mount on. I'll go over a few things, but I'll start with deployment first. For one, I don't know what you're going to pay for rent if you're actually planning the deployment. And the reason is because it depends what's on the pole, but let's get into it here. So wood poles, these are like utility poles, telephone poles, or things like that. There's a lot of things to be aware of when you're going to mount in a wood pole. And you know, you sort of learn this when you do Wi-Fi deployments. You learn that you need to understand where you're going to mount in the pole, what's on the pole. By that I mean if there's power and communications on the pole. Generally power is the electric utility, right? There are the electric lines, they're at the top. That's the power zone. And then there's a communication zone, which is usually where the telephone wires are. And then below that, normally you have, if there's cable, cable will run across there. By cable, I mean cable companies, Comcast, Time Warner Cable, Charter, Cox, people like that. What you're going to have on a wood pole is you're going to have to be careful of a few things. Normally, depends what you're mounting on it, if you're the first one on it and so on. Generally, they don't make you do a structural on a wood pole. Generally, you just go and you mount it in a wood pole and it can hold it, right? As long as it's within a weight limit. Mount a lot of Wi-Fi stuff to wood poles. They usually don't care about getting a structural study done. Usually, there's just a rating. Can it hold this much weight? Throw it up there. The other thing you got to think about is how you're going to mount it. Are you going to strap it? You're going to wrap it with straps, use something like Bandit, or you're going to drill through it and use all threads where you mount all the way through it and mount that way. I've done both. Just depends what you're going to do at the time. If you have to drill through a pole, make sure you have the tools to do it. That's the thing with a wood pole. Got to have the tools to do it. Most people just strap it. They strap it or they put clamps around it or something. If you're going to drill through it, it takes a big drill and that dust, make sure you cover your mouth just for safety's sake. The other thing with the pole, let's go back to where you're going to mount it. You're probably going to mount, obviously, you'll mount it in the communication zone. Are you going to put the small cell down where people can reach it, like with a ladder? You don't want it down where anybody can get it because, you know, people tend to, if you're in a populated area, people come by, they'll knock it off, you know, kids or something. You want it up like, usually a lot of people put them about 8 to 10 foot up, and then they put the antenna up in the communication zone. You don't want the antenna on top of the pole. Everyone does because they like the height. They're like, oh, I gained that extra 10 feet or whatever. But if you're in the power zone, you can't just go messing around up there with live power wires, right? I know you think you can. I know chances are you'll be okay. You're not going to touch them and whatever. You're in a power zone. The utilities should really know what you're doing there. You got to take every precaution you can. It's just not something you want to play with. I know with these densifications, a lot of the theories that came out, they want to mount at the top of these wood poles, which is fine. You're going to have to work with a lot of utilities and get approvals, I think. I don't think they're just going to let you mount up there if there's power on the pole. Now, if you're in a lot of rural areas where there's power and utility, then you can go in the, I meant to say communications and power poles. They're separate poles. Then you can just go on there and you can fix it up at the top and mount it and no big deal. And I've done that. I've done that on a lot of poles that just have communications on them. They're not as high as the utility poles. They're generally about, 15 to 20 foot in that range. Utility poles are usually 25 to 30, I believe, something like that. But anyways, just make sure you know what you're doing there. The other thing you're going to have to do, since you're in a wood pole, you're going to have to figure out grounding somehow. You're going to have to run grounding all the way down to the ground, and there's going to have to be a ground bar. And another thing, just because it has power on the pole doesn't mean there's power you can use. Anyone who's ever done the work, you know what I mean. You mount to a pole, they got to terminate power there. So they have to somehow, the electric company has to come in and give you power there. I'm just assuming 120 volts AC here in the state. So you're going to need that. So before you go out and do the installation, make sure you have power. The other thing, how you doing backhaul? I put a lot of wireless links on utility poles, and they seem to work pretty well. They're pretty solid, but depends how tight the link is. If you're doing sub 6 gig, like with a Radwin or something, and multipoint or even a point-to-point, very forgiving. They can take the sway. You know, I've seen those on strand mounts, and they seem to work pretty well. However, something to think about, if you're going to put something tight in, I'm trying to think like let's say an E-band, like let's say it's 60 gig, 70 gig, or an 80 gig, like a link in those bands. It's going to be tight. You're going to hope it's forgiving because the pole does sway a little bit, and you're also going to have to get a good solid mount to the pole where it won't shift at all. If you're going to do all threads and you go through it, they do give a little bit. I'm sure you guys know that, anyone that's worked on a utility pole. I just want you to think about it. Again, make sure you have training from the OEM. Make sure you understand the grounding requirements, and make sure you understand where you're going to mount the antennas. If you're going to mount an Omni, it's going to be real hard to get at the top if there's power on it. You're going to need approvals. So what other type of pole mounts are there? There's lamp posts. Lamp posts are something to think about because in the city, it's all they have, right? They have lamps all the way up and down the city. And it's something that's, I would think, would be fairly easy to mount to, but there's a couple things you got to know. Again, power. Just because there's a lamp there doesn't mean there's power you can tap into it, because what is the power? I know guys that worked on lamp posts that were like, what is it, like 320 volts? It's real high voltage. The other thing is power on all the time? Some of these cities have grids where they physically, with a relay, switch it on and off, you know, remotely. If the power switch is off, somehow, I think if a carrier wants to put a small cell in, they'd like to have it on all day and all night, not just at nighttime. And what a lot of them have, they have dusk to dawn, which that's very common. But they have a plug at the top sometimes where the dusk to dawn switch goes in. I know with Wi-Fi, you could, a lot of times there was a plug, an adapter, you would plug in between the dusk to dawn for you to draw power off of. That was a common thing. And that was a lot of Wi-Fi companies had that. Of course, I can't think of any right now off the top of my head. Just can't think of any. Jeez. But anyway, sorry. I should have looked that up. But you can tap power that way. But most of the time, you're either going to have to run power there or you're going to have to tap it off the light. If you're going to tap it off the light, you better understand what's out there at the light. It's something that's probably going to take a survey the first or second time. You're going to the city and ask them. There's a lot of detail work. Stuff that, like when I did early Wi-Fi street deployments for municipal Wi-Fi, for Muni Wi-Fi, I don't know if you remember that, but that was a lot of things you just don't think about, you know? So when you're doing site acquisition, and the site act guys are really stuck with a lot of this because you got to do your site survey, you got to understand what's out there. And you also have to know what the power is going to be and where you're going to get your backhaul. That's why in the early days of Wi-Fi, mesh was so popular. Now, mesh has its own problems, but forget about the loading and everything. It was nice because one could just talk to the next and talk to the next and so on. You know, you didn't, backhaul wasn't an issue. The problem was the Wi-Fi with the mesh, the backhaul took up all the Wi-Fi as someone out at the end of the chain used a lot of it. So that's why mesh became a problem. They couldn't jump just like they wanted to. That's why they preferred alternative forms of backhaul. Mesh is good in a situation where you only have to do one or two hops. But if you have to do more than that, your backhaul gets sucked up. That's something I think, this is off subject, but I know Sprint with their densification, they want to use their 2.5 gig, which is that band they have. They have a lot of bandwidth. They want to use that for backhaul. That's very valuable spectrum to be using for backhaul. And I think if they only go with one or two hops from the macro, it might be fine. But as if they try to do 10 or 15 all on this backhaul channel, they might run into issues. Just could be a problem. I get what they're trying to do. It's very cost effective. It'd be great to start that way, but just be prepared to run fiber at some point. Anyway, sorry. The one thing you may need with a lamppost, you have to work with the cities. You may need a structural. You're going to have to understand what you can mount to it. I have no idea what a structural would cost like on a lamppost, but I don't even know if you need someone to go out and inspect it. I mean, the city put it in, or the municipality, I would imagine. They have all the drawings, they have all the paperwork, it's built to spec. All you really have to do is get a loading off that, and you can probably mount to it. The issue is going to be the wind. Are there hurricanes in the area? Do tornadoes crop up? What's icing like in that area? Things like that. That's going to be an issue. I don't know if they build these lampposts for that. You know, you see... Again, off topic, but when you see the Weather Channel during these hurricanes, you see those lampposts whipping around because they're already, you got this big steel pole coming out of the ground. Then you have a lamp that goes, you know, it looks like 10 or 15 feet out, straight out in one direction. That's a lot of stress on the foundation and the bolts holding it into the ground and so on. Well, anyway, I'm just saying, be prepared for just a quick structural to make sure it can hold your unit. Chances are you'll put the radio at the base of the lamppost somewhere. And again, probably 10 feet up so you don't have some yahoo coming through with a bat and hitting it. You're going to run the antennas up to the top somewhere. I know with Wi-Fi, because, you know, a lot of it was 2.4 or 5.8, you had a lot of loss through cable, which again, carriers have that issue too. You know, they would mount everything right at the top, but they usually wouldn't go out in the lamppost too often, although I have seen it. It's just something I want you to think about. Permitting and zoning on all these are going to be an issue. It's just a quick way for the cities, municipalities to make money and control what's out there. And I get it, especially in the cities. They want it to look nice, right? I don't know if you guys remember some of the old stuff, but you know, they just put everything up. But you still need the permitting and the zoning approvals by the municipality or city or wherever you're going. Even if you think you're out in the middle of nowhere, I wouldn't expect to get away with it. Now, what I got to give Crown Castle a lot of credit for is that with these lampposts, they've come up with ways to put new lampposts in that are hollow and thicker. They work just like the lamp. They connect into the same power, the same grid. They light up, but they have doors on them. So inside, you can put all your equipment, and then you can mount your antennas on the top or in a stealth, like a fiberglass stealth area. I'm sure a lot of people are doing it. I'm just familiar with what Crown has done. It's really cool. I mean, they've come a long way. So it's just sort of neat. Stealth is going to be a big deal, especially in cities. Obviously, if you're on a utility pole, nobody really gives a crap. You know, if you're probably out in the way, or utility poles don't look that nice anyway. But if you're in a township, city, municipality that really cares about the way things look, you're going to want to do all you can. And the other thing is, like I said with Crown, they've done all this in advance. So chances are they've already done the permitting and zoning. So you don't have to deal with that. This isn't a commercial for Crown. I'm just telling you what I've seen with those guys. And they've taken that into consideration, which to me is really impressive. Now, another place you may want to mount is signs. I know this really is like lamppost or utility, but it's a sign. What they've done with all of these sign poles, they've replaced them with longer poles so you can put your radio at the bottom and your antenna at the top. And it's all the same rules apply, you know, everything you got to do. The only thing you got to be aware of with signs, if a car hits a sign, it's coming down. A lamppost, maybe, maybe not. Utility poles, car has to be going really, really fast to take out a utility pole. Hey, I've seen it. I'm sure you guys have seen it. I'm just saying, signs go down really easy. They can probably take the way you're going to mount everything. They go straight up, but it's just something to think about. And the other thing with a sign, chances are in a lot of signs, no power, no backhaul. It's all something you got to think about. Just trying to make it easy on you. So when you do the deployment, make sure that you think all this through. Make sure that SITAC has done everything that they had to do. Make sure that before you go out to do the installation, that power and backhaul are taken care of. If you're putting in wireless backhaul, great. Make sure you have a clear line of sight path. Or if it's sub 6 gig, maybe you just need to make sure you have a signal. But these are all things to take into consideration so you don't waste a trip. I remember this one time in Montgomery, Alabama, we did a lot of work. We're doing Wi-Fi, actually, but it's very similar to what we're doing now. Very similar. Not the same, but very similar. And it was a great setup, because we were able to pick the poles that had power and data already on them. And they had everything running. These were lampposts. They had everything running underground. So we were able to run, back then we used T1s. We were able to connect the Wi-Fi to the T1 underground in the router and put it in a cabinet and then just run the antennas up on the pole. Actually, we had a Wi-Fi unit. So now it was really hot there. City workers were great. And, you know, they think us damn Yankees were crazy because we came down there to install that in the hottest days. But actually, we did a lot of our work at night. So there was this one guy there. He said he was so hot, he had sweat running down his back. Enough sweat to run a grain mill. So, sort of a funny guy. Anyway, be smart, be safe, and think about your deployment. Plan ahead, plan smart. All right. Pay attention, guys. See ya.